Tell me, first of all, what your company does.
Our company is basically three Montreal companies that got together to create new kind of scientific exhibitions. We wanted to use amazing brands like Star Wars or Indiana Jones, because we created as well an Indiana Jones exhibition, to showcase scientific content and to target a very large public with it.
So how is it that you got tied up with Lucasfilms?
Well, what they did is they asked several companies, about 24 companies around the world, to present to them an idea to create a new Star Wars exhibition. So we were lucky enough to be the only Canadian company called to do that presentation. So we went to Lucasfilm in San Francisco and presented our concept that was the one selected at Lucasfilm.
In this exhibit tonight, what is it that you've had to do in order to put it on?
Oh, it's a long process. The first thing was to get the big idea. There were some exhibitions before with Star Wars thematic, so we wanted to create something that was new that the fans didn't see before. And very early in the process, we knew that we wanted to talk about the characters from the saga. You know, how George Lucas created the process of creating a character that was going to be such a popular character interested us a lot. And early in the process, we had learned about a scientist from a university in California that did a Big Five test, a psychology test, using the Star Wars saga. So we thought, that's interesting. And we started working about this idea of creating an exhibition about psychology. But then we gathered a scientific committee that worked at the Montreal Science Center, and as well several PhDs of different universities in Quebec. And really early they told us that we had to open the subject to the sciences of identity, from genetic, biology, psychology, and so on. So that's how we created this project.
How do you make it interactive?
What we did is we use a little bit the same approach that some video games use. You make the visitor the center of the experience. So every visitor gets a RFID chip embedded in a bracelet and an audio guide. And the audio guide is triggered by the exhibition. So when you walk in certain areas, you'll connect to the sound of the exhibition, to the sound that is synced on some of the screens there. And the bracelet is a tool to do a quest. We ask you to create your own Star Wars heroes. So basically, there's 10 stations along the way where you have to answer questions and create your own avatar in the Star Wars world. There's over 50 million possibilities of identities that you can create within the exhibition. And at the end, you get the reveal of your new hero, full size, on a screen, and you can share it with your friends on your social web platform like Facebook, because we wanted this exhibition to be a Web 2.0 exhibition as well.
What would be the overall, educational point for people who are going through the exhibit?
Well, in every of these stations where you are asked to create your hero, we have created 10 short documentary films with our scientific committee to explain the different things that make who you are. So the origin of your identity, the biology, the genetic, the influences that you get when you grow up, your mentors, your teachers, your parents, etc., and the choices that you make when you grow up. And we basically follow the path of Anakin Skywalker and Luke Skywalker, who had the same kind of background, and that turned out to be two very different individuals in the Star Wars film. So we wanted to use that to showcase the science within the exhibition.
The Star Wars saga, when you go back to 1977, like, we're really talking about 35 years ago, yes. And yet the technology still seems to be very current. What do you think contributes to that?
I think that this is a great story, above all. The technology is a tool for it, but it's a great story. It's evil and good. You know, you find in Star Wars things that you find in the best stories that were told, you know. And I think that the characters that George Lucas developed are what makes this story so exciting, you know. I remember I was 13 years old when I saw the movie the first time. And for the first time ever, I thought that somebody had made a movie for me, you know. It wasn't for my parents. And the technology was exciting. But it was, you know, basically a cowboy movie for me, you know.
So this started first in Montreal. Yeah. Now you're in Edmonton. Mm-hmm. Will you be taking this around the world then?
Yes, this is an exhibition that was created to travel in Europe, Asia, South America. And that's why also we created it so we could embed different languages in it. So here you can choose French and English, but in Spain you'll be able to have English and Spanish and so on. So yes, it's designed to be an international traveling exhibition.
It's a challenging undertaking. Thank you very much.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.